The government is looking to roll out a second economic support package, and a temporary wage seems to be on the cards for workers who lose their jobs as part of that survival package. With schools closing across the UK, the Prime Minister has again defended the decision to keep them open here.
What you do, you've got to keep doing for the next 6 months. You shut them down, they won't open again. And that means your children will miss what is effectively a whole year of their education.
And it's a consideration to be sure, but as we've seen, Britain has just announced it's shutting schools from Friday. It's been reported that the PM has threatened the funding for independent and Catholic schools in order for them to keep their classrooms open. Peter Van Onselen is political editor with the Ten Network and a columnist with The Australian. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's go to the support package we expect to be rolled out before Parliament sits. The Financial Review reports a new income payment, probably higher than Newstart, let's call it a survival payment, will be available for casual and full-time workers who lose their jobs. There'll also be survival payments for small and medium-sized businesses to stop them going back. This is going to be an economic support package in the tens of billions, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to dwarf, you would think, the second round of stimulus that Kevin Rudd put in place during the global financial crisis. I guess it's a sign of two things, isn't it? One, just how serious this crisis is, not just as a health crisis, but as an economic one. And two, how far the Prime Minister and the Coalition have moved in their willingness, when they're in the epicentre of decision-making, to support the need for stimulus in crisis situations. The key, of course, is getting ahead of a crisis, and that's very hard to do in this situation because whether it's the health side of it or the economic side of it, it's just moving so quickly.
Okay, now the Prime Minister has personally been calling Catholic bishops and we also understand that he's spoken to the President of the Independent Schools Association, reminding them that they get government recurrent funding and, they would appreciate them therefore adhering to the government's guideline. Not a direct threat necessarily, but the inference is clear. What do you think parents and principals might think of that?
Yeah, look, it seems like there's a very clear inference there about if you don't do this, we've got this to hang over your head. I don't think parents that are worried about this being a health decision are going to be very happy at the idea that even if it's indirectly, the Prime Minister may have been threatening the head of independent schools about funding. This may be the interpretation of the head of independent schools, but at the very least what's happened is they've had a conversation, and the nature of that conversation has left that person thinking that the Prime Minister all but was dangling a threat over his head. So I think it's going to go down pretty badly, and particularly because there are significant differences. I'm not necessarily a huge critic of the decision to keep public schools open because their challenges are very different to private schools. A lot of private schools have borders. They have greater financial capacity to go online quickly and ramp that up. There are different consideration sets, including the parents of people to go to private schools are less likely to be those frontline workers who might be drawn back home to look after children. So the PM issuing a threat, if that's what's happened, to those schools, it's not necessarily analogous for them to be on the same page as public schools.
I'm told that the terms of the conversation were, we fund you, we expect you to comply with our wishes, is the terms that I understand it was delivered with. You've been a sharp critic of the Prime Minister at times, Peter. He struck a different tone yesterday to last week. He was very firm, emphatic. Do you think he's finally on top of this, coming into his own as PM?
Look, I think he's on top of it, if you like, from a communications perspective. I thought yesterday's performance was a far better one than the inconsistencies and the performance by him and others up till then. That doesn't mean he's on top of it in a policy sense. I think that there's a whole bunch of movement there. For example, your conversation just a moment ago with the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, where he said no need for Singaporean-style use of temperature checks at schools. To prepare for chatting to you, Fran, I just had a conversation with a very senior member of the government, let me just leave it at that, who said you really should get on the states and territories because the schools to work staying open needs temperature checks, which is the exact opposite of what the Deputy CMO just told you. So there's still a lot of inconsistencies there, but in terms of his performance, yes, the Prime Minister, I thought, stepped up yesterday, no doubt about it.
PVO, thanks very much for joining us.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the Uni of WA.